Chapter 1. Present day. Matilda. Sometimes in life you just have to laugh. These last couple of weeks I've been making my debut into the hazardous world of online dating. And right now, I'm staring at my computer screen, trying to figure out if this latest suitor is serious or just seriously taking the piss. What does he look like? I hear you ask. Well, I know he's got a really nice set of particularly shiny abs. Or he googled a picture of a really nice set of particularly shiny abs and used it as his profile image. Is that supposed to be oil or sweat? I can't tell. Anyway, his message reads as follows. Hey, pretty lady. Damn, I am agog. Your picture caught my attention as soon as I spied it. You are so flippin' beautiful. I really hope we can get to know each other better. Please check out my profile and write me back. If you don't, I might just have to cry. Steve. Kiss, 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 kiss. There are so many things wrong with this. I don't even know where to start. First of all, I have to whip out the dictionary on my office shelf to check the meaning of the word agog. Its definition is in a state of eager desire, or highly excited by eagerness, curiosity, or anticipation. Right. Steve's use of the word agog makes me the opposite of agog. In fact, I find myself in an eager state of desire to delete his message from my inbox. Then there's his use of the damn. His profile states he's 27 years old and he was born and raised in North County, Dublin, where nobody uses the word damn. And if they do, they need a good firm talking to. Somebody's been watching too much MTV. And the mention of crying? I have no words.